McAuliffe replied, "There's not a thing that Glenn Youngkin just said is true," and warned Youngkin, based on an undercover recording of him published in July, would ban abortions and defund Planned Parenthood. The Virginia Democrat then reverted to his usual talking point that he has been a brick wall for women's rights. When pressed on any restrictions McAuliffe would support on abortion, McAuliffe skirted the question, as he has in the past, saying only that he supports the laws on the books today in Virginia, which permit abortions in the second trimester. On economic topics, McAuliffe pushed the false narrative that he inherited a gigantic deficit when he took office in 2014 and that he left a $500 million surplus at the conclusion of his term in 2018. McAuliffe has for years persisted with this claim and has received three separate mostly false, and false fact-check ratings from PolitiFact and four Pinocchios from the Washington Post for it. Youngkin on multiple occasions reiterated components of his day one tax reduction and jobs growth plan. In perhaps the most talked-about comment of the debate, Youngkin chastised McAuliffe for vetoing a bill that would have permitted parents to remove controversial books from school libraries, to which McAuliffe replied, "I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach." Tuesday's debate comes as the off-year gubernatorial race, seen as somewhat of a bellwether for next year's midterms, is tightening amid Youngkin gaining ground in recent polling and Cook Political Report changing its rating from lean D to toss-up. In one of the more recent public polls, coming out of University of Mary Washington, UMW, and taken September 7 to 13, Youngkin was ahead of McAuliffe by 5 points among likely voters, but McAuliffe led when factoring in all of the poll's respondents. UMW political science professor Stephen Farnsworth assessed that the race looks to be the closest statewide election in years. Election Day takes place November 2, though early voting began September 17. Watch the full debate here. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com.